Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to Live Better. You're tuning in to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if this is your first time tuning in, first off, welcome. This show is all about helping you take control of your health, mindset, and overall quality of life. I bring on incredible guests every week, people who have been through real challenges and figured things out, and are now on here to share what they've learned so you can apply it to your own life. Because at the end of the day, we all want to live better, we all want to feel better, and hopefully we all want to be better, not just for ourselves, but for the people around us. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever felt like you're just stuck, maybe in your job, your relationships, or even in personal growth? Like you're showing up every day, doing what you're supposed to do, but deep down, something's missing and you can't really put a pinpoint to it. Maybe you're struggling to find the right people to support your vision. Maybe you feel like you want to be a leader, but you're not sure how to step into that role quite yet. Or maybe you just feel like you're lacking purpose, like you're searching for something deeper, but don't know where to start or begin. If that resonates with you, then stick around, because today's guest is someone who has built strong teams, strong cultures, and strong people. Chris Barr is in the house, and let me tell you, this is a guy you want to hear from. Chris was one of my football coaches back in the day, but more than that, he's a leader and mentor and just an all-around great human being. He's the type of guy who always has a smile, always lifts others up, and knows how to bring people together, not just to win, games, but to win in life. And that's a very important aspect to I believe being successful in life. Chris is also a man of deep faith, and that's a huge part of what makes him such a strong leader. And he's been guiding young athletes at Grandview University in Des Moines, Iowa, leading the football team in prayer and showing them how faith and leadership go hand in hand. And to mention, Grandview University just won the national championship for, I believe, D2 or D3. I can't remember what division they're in, but a great accomplishment by them. So whether you're an athlete, a business leader, and a parent, or just someone trying to build a better future for yourself, this conversation is for you. We're diving into leadership, faith, building a culture that lasts, and what it really takes to step up and create impact. I'm excited for this one, and I think you're going to be able to take a lot away from it today.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Thank you. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
That spice is 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A grilled spicy deluxe sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A grilled spicy deluxe sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. As I was teasing just a little bit before this, I have an amazing guest on, Chris Barr. He's a leader driven in faith and one of the best guys I've ever met in my short life so far. But just to tell you a little bit about Chris and the type of guy he is senior year or junior year. I forgot which year of high school I was my last season of football, but he made crosses for everybody on the team. And I think you do this every year. You have to correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but he hand delivered a cross over to my house with my number imprinted on it and sat around and talked for about 20 minutes. And that's the type of guy Chris is. He's personable and he really cares about the type of person you are. And that's the type of person I like to bring on my show and teaches about leadership, faith, and just how to be a well-rounded person. So without further ado, Chris, how are you doing on this beautiful day?
Well, as I started this day, I said, you know, this is the day the Lord's made. Let us be glad and let's rejoice in it, brother. I mean, what a gift. I mean, starting out with, you know, on a foundation of gratitude. So I got to tell you, what a beautiful day here in the Field of Dreams. Iowa's pretty good day today for January.
Yeah. And you just told me you were at the Capitol for Grandview. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm coming from the top of the summit. So my Grandview University Vikings, where I'm the life coach and chaplain, and now have been in that role for over 8 years. And then I've been involved with FCA as a character coach, chaplain for over a decade total. So probably almost 12 years. But I was going to say 8 years I've been with the Grandview University Vikings. And this year we made an amazing run. You know, we were undefeated. We went all the way and won the national championship down in Durham, North Carolina here in December. And so we were celebrating. And it is fun in life to celebrate great accomplishments, especially the collective. You know, something like football, you just mentioned it. I mean, what an incredible sport. It's hard. It takes a lot of sacrifice. I mean, it is a lot of work, and there isn't anything that you can do on your own. And so to have a collective heart of a team like what we had and to do it with such domination all the way to the finish line, it was really special. And I'll give you a little snapshot real quick, Blake, and that is, you know, somebody asked me, of all the years when you're with a team and whether you win it all or you don't win it all, or, you know, what's the difference when you do? And this team, if you were to dissect all the details, you'd go watch the film, you would do interviews and go below the waterline in each one of the individuals, and what you would find out is this collective, consistent message that they are sacrificial, that they truly love one another. And I told all the men at the end of the season, I said, guys, you'll never have to question in your lifetime what love looks like in the game because you just lived it. We just experience it, and the yield and the outcome of the title reveals it. And it revealed it it in the little details. So, yeah, and in those details, and I could go in, I could talk to you all day about the little specifics that make all the difference. And, you know, someone says, don't sweat the small stuff. I say, wrong. Sweat the small stuff. It's in the little details that reveal our greatest love for one another. And that's where you'll see it. So, yeah, we get in on Capitol with the governor and got to just affirm all the good and celebrate that title. And then, you know, what do you do from that? You know, what do you do when you've earned something? I mean, so when you get something great, Blake, I mean, that's fantastic, a PR or whatever it might be. You know, it's how do you amplify and magnify that in your relationships? And, of course, mine always starts vertical. Are you up for a little story on that cross?
I am. I would love a story on the cross.
Okay. Can I tell you a little story real quick? And it goes to a theme that I would challenge every man. I don't care what role you're in. It could be in business. It can be in life. It can be in your family. But you should have these mission statements that are specific to your spaces and your roles in life. And one of the things we've always challenged all of the men that I lead or any of the organizations that we're in, never allow mission drift. And the way that you do that is you've got to focus on it. It goes right to the basics and the fundamentals, and it starts with the first breath of the day. And so one of the things that I was always praying about was, here we lock in this great relationship. And in sports, as you know, it's a short time of life. So you've got this season of life where you intensely spend this time with these guys you love. It could be at work even. Time has, in our lives, we have seasons. Well, at the end of the time where you have presence and you spend a lot of time with someone, when they launch, it could be when you went from high school and out of high school into the world. It could be with someone, it could be college, it could be going into the workspace, whatever it is, you could move to another town and change jobs. But when you launch, what you don't want to do, you want to stay tethered. And so I was always like, Lord, here we've got these guys that are growing in their faith, they're growing in deep relationships, and they're launching into the next season of life. I don't want them to drift. And so when I was praying about it, God led me on. I was searching online, and all of a sudden I connected with these old guys in Seward, Nebraska. And they are the crossmakers of Seward. And what it was, and we should all be challenged like this, and that is, they were like 86. I talked to Clayton, the first guy, and had a bunch of these old guys getting together for coffee, and they're probably complaining about the weather and everything that's wrong with the world. Glass half empty, and they're just like, you're getting sick and tired of being sick. What are we going to do? And Clayton goes, hey, I got this building, and we have this equipment. And they started cutting out and sanding these crosses, symbolizing a prayer life. It symbolized the gospel, the power of a relationship with Jesus Christ. And they've sent over 100,000 all around the world. So I called them, and I said, Clayton, will you do me a favor? Will you partner with me, and can I have you guys with your wisdom and those leathery hands of life experience and hard work, will you guys carve those out for me and then send them to me raw? I want them unfinished. Because one thing in loving people well, and like what you experienced on your cross, Blake, it's got to be personal. I mean, you got to have something that puts some teeth into it and makes you hold on to it. And it has to be something, if you know somebody, it's in the details. So I wanted to be able to put little specifics in it. It could be the theme from the team that year. It could be a heart message. It could be a verse. It could be like our team. It could be your number. As you know, I always challenge every single man who puts on a uniform and is part of a team, is that number more valuable based on what you did in it and what you said in it? And when you hand that to the next man, is it more valuable by what you did in it? And so those crosses came from an answered prayer of God connecting me with these men, of saying, okay, men, guess what? Like, there's nothing greater I can give to you than is exactly whatever champion will say. And actually, you're even seeing it revealed more in many, many fields of sport, but it's the heart of the team. You know, your best, and we talk about it in health. I mean, you're so focused on it. You want excellence. You want discipline. You want the best possible for your health. Well, it's mind, body, heart to be a complete man. You can't focus on one and ignore another. And ultimately, your body and your mind won't even scratch the potential that God created you with if you don't start with the heart first. And so there's no way to fill the heart tank. There's no way to put the super on the natural, to have a nitrous-filled tank of rocket fuel. You can't have that without a relationship vertically with the one who made you. And so that prayer cross is a 24/7, 365 hotline to remind you with a small little symbol, a physical thing to sit on the desk or in your pocket or in your briefcase, that I wanted you, every time you looked at that, to look up. Because if you look up and you keep that umbilical cord connected and flowing with all the nutrients of not starving your heart and then just filling it to overflow, and if you put that kind of power in your life and you don't drift from that and you keep growing and maturing in that, I don't know what you teamed with God can do. I don't even know what your potential is, but most of the time men really smash life and smash faith and God into a really small box because we base it on what we can think, what we see, what we know. Are you kidding me? You and I, Blake, man, I mean, there's some things that, you know what, we'll celebrate that we do know, and we've had some success and some experiences in life, but bottom line is, look at all that we don't know. We don't even have a clue about, and God didn't even intend us to have a clue. So why would we put a cap or a ceiling on that which can be done in and through the talents that we were gifted with and created with and we were empowered with and resourced and think that, you know what, we know what we can do when God can do so much more? So that's what I wanted for you. When you got that cross, and I don't even know, I was trying to add it up, but I've done it for all my graduating seniors and every sport that I've coached for all these years of being a character coach. And it's hundreds and hundreds of crosses that I have customized personally and given to the men because I love you. And you know what? You got to know the greatest love, and love is the greatest power. Because guess what? It's been proven over and over and over and over throughout time. If your basis of power is not love, yeah, like in men, a lot of times the world will try to sell you, oh, man, if you enrage, if you get really ticked off, you know, that kind of power and rage will drive you to greater performance. That's a lie. You won't even come close to what you'll fight for when you're fighting from a presence that your why is what you love. That's a no quit. That's a perseverance no matter what. There's no circumstances, there's no situation. There is nothing, that adversity that can come up against you that will have you cower, diminish, retreat, or quit, because guess what? Love is the greatest power. And you know what? The greatest love is Jesus Christ. And so I know that, and I hope that you never unplug. I mean, it's like a light fixture, right? If you're plugged into the power source, you're going to light up. And I hope you're a laser. But I'm going to tell you what, if you unplug, you got no power, you got no light. And in life, that's just the way it is for every single man. If you're going to be fully powered, and if you're going to shine, and you're going to reach your potential, you got to stay plugged in. And so the way to do that is God gave us a great gift in prayer. And it is. It's a 24/7, 365 hotline. And I hope you do exactly what he commanded us to do. You know what? First breath of the day, don't trust your flesh, Blake. You get up, I hope you roll right out of bed and hit your knees, because that's where we stand tallest. And you start right out of the gate and say, and this is my way. I always say this when I get up in the morning. I get down to get up. And that is, I get down on my knees. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what's your plan? What do you got for me today? Because really, ultimately, I don't need to accomplish my plan for the day. I need to figure out what the creator of the universe wants me to do for the day. And if I do that, that's enough. That's enough. I can go with no regret to the finish of the day, look the man in the mirror that I started with at the beginning of the day, look myself in the mirror and say, you know what? Hey, right on. We hit the mark. We prepared our best. We gave our best, and we gave it aligned with my Heavenly Father and his plan. I listened to him all day. I never stopped talking to him all day. And guess what? I gave him the praise and the glory for everything all through the day, and I thanked him at the end of it. And, you know, before my head hits the pillow, I'm like, okay, Papa, let's bookend this day. I started with you, talked to you all day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And here's what you get. You get this magnifying glass like a Hubble telescope. You see his fingerprints on everything when you invite him into everything. You leave God at home. You put him on the shelf. You compartmentalize him. You leave him in some fictitious somewhere, you know, up in the sky, out of your life, but you get to choose that. And when I choose to invite the greatest power, the greatest love into everything and all, oh my goodness, it changes and transforms everything. And I think, Blake, I know I want that for you and me. I mean, there's so many things. There's discouraging things. There's temptations. There's challenges. There's all these things in life. But my goodness, if we are sick and tired of anything and you want change, there's no way to do it other than start in the heart, and you do it with the greatest power to overcome all, and that's the power of the cross, and that's the power of his love. So, yeah, I mean, I guess to take a little pause there, I just wanted to tell you kind of in a snapshot how powerful meeting up with those old guys are, and you know what? They're the ones that put their butts on the bench. God never puts you on the bench. You know, if you feel, any of these guys and whoever's listening online, if you feel like you're on the bench in life, get up. Make that choice. Choose to get up, get off the bench, because God, Papa, our Heavenly Father, never puts you on the bench. He always puts you in the game. Because even when you don't think capable of doing whatever it is that you got to do to get done in your role, to be in the game in life, you know what? That is your own stinking thinking, and that's the enemy attacking you and shrinking you down to what the enemy wants to do and defeat you. Ultimately, if you turn it over to God, he'll...
Hey, Chris, we're up against a break right now. I'm lighting up with fire right now. You got me plugged in. Great information. I'm loving this. But we'll be right back after this on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Welcome back aboard. You're tuned in to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking to Chris Barr, a mentor, a leader, and a guider of Grandview and Des Moines, Iowa football. Now, Chris, I have a question for you.
And give me a quick response, because I want to jump into this. I have a lot of questions about leadership and, you know, guiding your life on the correct path. Were you born this way? The reason I ask, and specifically, is you're a really glass half full type of guy. You're a leader. You're just a positive guy. And there's not a lot of people that are that outgoing as you are. Was this a personality that you developed, or was it something you kind of took on at a young age?
If you ask my mom, it started in the womb. She said, I think I hit the ground running. So I've always been high energy. You know, I've always been one that, you know, before I knew and started shifting to, and let's call it intentionality. I mean, when you start living purposefully and you're, you know, slow to speak, and you start listening, and then you start really intentional with all of your actions and choices, that didn't come till later in life. I mean, right out of the gate, it was just go, go, go. And I've always been one who just naturally, you know, cared about people, wanted better for people. And I think I was a good, you know, serving person, a loving person. But when everything changed for me is really in my personal walk from a faith standpoint. I mean, when I shifted gears and I chose a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then everything changed. But yes, to answer your question, I out of the gate, came out running, and I've always been go, 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 go.
So you're a leader, and I've seen that on and off the field. What are tips you have for people with low confidence or lack of leadership in their life? How do you go about fixing that? And what advice would you give to someone who's trying to overcome, that boundary?
First thing I would tell them, we got to slay the dragon and that beast that's called comparison. A lot of times, first thing you look at them is, you're just like, a lot of times they fall into this pitfall of comparing themselves. And there's this gap that gets created of where they believe they are and where they should be. And that can eat you alive, especially those, if you're a perfectionist, those people that feel like, you know, they never hit the mark. And so they're always living in the gap. And I'm going to tell you, the enemy will take you out when you live in the doubt, and that it creates anxiety, it creates worry. So where I would take the person that, say, doesn't have confidence, doesn't boldly respond, it really goes back to identity. It goes back, who are you? You know, why are you on this planet? What's the purpose that you have? It shifts gears. Here, I'll give you an example. So, Blake, you're going to the gym, or you're going to a meeting, or you're going to just show up somewhere, and most of them, let's say you went to a practice. Most of the time, athletes, they go, hey, I'm just going to practice. And I said, you shouldn't even go with that kind of attitude. Your mental fortitude right there, your toughness, you're not where you should be. You got to get right inside first, because here it is. I don't want you to go as what you're just going to check a box, or you're just going to a space. And so you're very hesitant, sometimes these lack of confidence. But when you're on mission, so here's what I would really work with the person who lacked confidence and felt kind of like they're swimming in mediocrity and lukewarm. The first thing I would say, embrace how great you are. God, right out of the gate, says, you're a masterpiece. Own it. You have potential. Your plan is unique. You have unique abilities and skills. What's your superpower? And if anyone doesn't know what it is, I'll take an adventure through the tough stuff to figure what that out is, because you got it. Every single creation of God's got, it's got superpowers. And what I want you to do is be able to tap into that, celebrate what it is in your strengths, and you know what? Then let's explore how can you use those in the things that you do. And then when you think about this, if you're on mission, you're going with purpose to serve. You're going purposefully to make a difference and change something in the spaces that you're entering into. So, Blake, when you come in as a vessel of power, you walk into the gym, you're not going there just for self. You're not going there just to get through your sets and have a, you know, build muscle and get yours and do your space and close off the world. What if you're going there purposely to make a difference and change a life? What if you're being sent by God, by he's going to put somebody in your path, and your radar's on, and you're asking for it, and then they come into your space? Guess what that does for you? You built muscle, but you built heart gym muscle. You went to the heart gym, not to the physical gym. So, because what fills you, what gives you joy, what gives you confidence, what gives you satisfaction, what gives you happiness, is when the heart is worked out, when the heart is built, when the heart is full. That's where the confidence comes from. That's where the empowerment and the joy of life comes from. So we got to work on that. And guess what? I don't care what you believe you can't do. God can do anything through the one who surrenders to him and asks for him to take over and work through them. Because guess what? God will always take your powers, give you the perfect resources and opportunities to use them in a purposeful, meaningful way that makes a difference in someone else's life. There you go. That's success. That will drive a person into bold confidence of making choice over choice, of being a choice champion moment to moment in life with momentum that carries them through every next great day, looking forward to the next day. I love when somebody told me this, Blake. He goes, what if everybody came into Monday like you left on Friday?
I love that, Chris. I love that. We're going to be right back after this. We're up against the break. I know this one was a little shorter, but the next one's going to be a little bit longer. So stay tuned in. We'll be right back after this.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need. Celebrate responsibly.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Thank you for staying tuned in to our last segment here. I'm Blake Byrne, and you're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking to Chris Barstill. Got a lot more to wrap up here with, but I want to jump right into it. I don't want to waste any time. You mentioned in segment one, celebrating wins. And something I had to ask to add to that was, how do you not go too far with celebrating those wins? Examples, someone loses 40 pounds and they gain it back within 6 months. People have a goal in the gym and they get a girlfriend or a boyfriend and then they get complacent and they stop going. Maybe a team wins a national title and they're complacent. Oh, we just won. We don't have to work so hard in the offseason. How do you negate that, and how do you overcome challenges like that?
Couple things. So first thing is, you know, when I look at, you know, setting goals or aspiring to do something, you know, I always talk about when adversity comes. And you mentioned, like, what if you started and you accomplished something and then you fall? I mean, we always have this saying, one of my buddies who's a Marine, who is, you know, complacency kills, is today your day. You know, one thing is that every time you look in the mirror, the solution and the problem are both there in the mirror. So I think the other thing, forgiveness and second chances, you got to have some grace with yourself, but the key is accountability. I think the one thing most people fail when they haven't, whether it's written, whether it's spoken, but when we talk locking arms, your God would say iron sharpens iron, you know, as one man to another. I think from my standpoint, I would say most people, when they fail, and we mentioned about drifting and not being tethered, the bottom line is you need to have accountability, and you need to have those partners in your game that won't tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. So I think the first thing I would tell somebody is, one, if you fail, get up. There's great victory in getting back up and keep pressing forward. And you know what? I was going to tell you, with Grandview University, we went six seasons and never lost a regular season game. The only time we lost were in the playoffs. And I said, when you have that kind of consistency, it's even hard when you're winning as much as it is even when you're losing. Complacency can attack you at any time. It's the disciplines to the fundamentals. It's simplifying things. It's the accountability. And you know what? Life is a team sport. It starts as inside out. So it starts with your heart condition, with your decision, and making it known, and then it's accountability. You know, you got to be on a great team. I don't know if that answered it for you, Blake, but I think that's one thing when I think of people either starting, failing, or not finishing, or quitting. It's because, you know what? One, the commitment wasn't there. So then the attitude and the effort didn't follow. And if the commitment's there, it needs to be made as a team commitment. You got to have accountability partners in the commitment that will pick up your arms, grab you by the scruff, pick you back up off the ground, keep pressing forward with you no matter when it's hard. You just keep moving forward.
No, I love that answer, your question. I think that was a great response. So then something else that I guess ties to that as well is burnout. How do you avoid burnout? And do you think that burnout is just you don't care enough? It's not that motivating to you. If it's not, then how do you avoid it?
Self versus others. The person who doesn't experience burnout, one, they need to spend enough time vertically. Life's inside out. So if you are starving your heart, then you'll experience burnout more regularly. You'll be more erratic. You'll have higher highs, lower lows. You'll be up and down, up and down. The people who experience burnout are not filling the heart tank. That's one thing. The other thing I would just say is that it's the perspective. What is the motive? It always matters. The motive always matters. Why are you doing what you're doing? When you're on mission, I don't know. If you talk to missionaries and people that spend tons of time in prayer and they are in God's word and they're in accountability and they're surrounding themselves with A-type people that, guess what, are driving and positive and faith-filled and they're accountable. When you have a community and a team and you are filling vertically and you're on mission, I'm going to tell you what, those people are unshakable. They don't get rattled, you know. And here's the key, I'd say, Blake, is I always talk about adversity. God builds his men
by the hammer of adversity and shapes us by the chisel of discipline. I will say that when adversity comes, great men are revealed in the response to the adversity. And I will just say that you know, the burnout comes in hopelessness, discouragement, being alone. People, even in busy, you're in the gym, there's tons of people, you could be on a team, and they can feel completely isolated and totally alone because they have no depth of relationship, either vertically or horizontally. So the maturation of deep relationships, first with your Heavenly Father and then with other, like in our case, man-to-man, those people don't get burnt out because they're fortified and they have a team.
I had another question I wanted to ask you, but speaking of relationships, there's a lot of people who aren't very good at maintaining relationships or, you know, putting themselves out there to become friends with these people who are going to help them. How do people put themselves out there and how do people become more personable and likable?
You know, that's interesting when you ask that, you know. Likeability. It's amazing how when I look at the ones that will be in the shadows, the ones that won't initiate, you know, that then becomes the men who are. I'm really speaking to more of the ones like you and me, okay? There's an accountability for those who have received much is expected. For the one who has received and you're growing your vertical relationship, and you have a godly perspective on your role as a man, as a leader, a protector, a provider, and you are out there leading self and then leading others, you got to go swim out there. You got to go invite. You got to keep inviting. So a lot of times the ones that won't initiate, there's a lot to those that have the maturation that we need to be active in our role of going out, reaching out, inviting, and drawing in those that are in the shadows. The ones that are in the shadows, I'm just tell you what, you're never going to experience life fully. You'll never live. You'll be walking dead, because if you're not growing, you're dying, and you won't be growing if you're not experiencing. I'm just, if anybody hears this and you put yourself in that category of being the one that shies away, that isolates, that's alone, does things by themselves, stays in the shadows, you got to break loose. You got to shake the chains. You got to break loose. Go step out and bless yourself and experience relationship, because that's what life is all about. It's in the relationship. There's no other way to do it. One, those that haven't need to go reach out and go out and serve and reach those people. The ones that are those people, they need to just, I'm praying for them. I pray that they'll take the first step. You know, it's like, don't dip your foot in the pool. Go jump in. And they will be blessed so big time. You got to put yourself out there.
I don't know if this is maybe not the best question, but how do you jump in the pool? How does someone who really is held back by the fear and the anxiety of putting themselves out there, what's a tip to make them jump in the pool and not just, you know, put their toes in?
Well, here's what I'll tell you. We've been talking about it, and I know it absolutely 100%. It starts from the inside out. It's the heart. So if I have anybody, where you start, if you don't know where to go and you don't know what to do, go to the house of God. There's like alpha programs where people that are questioning, they don't have faith. They might even be completely in opposition to faith. There are groups that where they sit there and they hammer out questions. I'm going to tell you what, in all that you don't know, in all the fears that you may have, you are not alone. It's a shared emotion. There's other people in the same boat. You are not the only one that feels that way. Go step into some group that you feel like is associated and connects with you in common denominator. Go one simple step. So that, you know, I said jump in. That's jumping into somebody who doesn't even want to dip their foot in the pool. So an alpha group. Go get in an alpha group. If it's a club, what is something you love to do? Don't sit at home and do it alone. I don't care what it is. It could be some kind of artistic thing. It could be writing. It could be reading. Go get in some kind of group that loves to do what you're passionate about. Go find a common denominator. We used to call it on-ramps. On-ramps to relationships is doing what you love to do with others that also love to do it.
That's powerful. I like that a lot. I think I might try to apply that as well. So jumping back into it with the other question I had, and for the young people who are listening, how do you help athletes and young people find purposes beyond the game? Or even taking game out of it, how do people or young people find their purpose? You got a lot of people in college who are going there for a degree, but they still don't really know what they want. How do you navigate that?
Well, I would give them truth. I mean, I think people starving for truth. Someone that will just give it to you straight up. Just hit me right in the chest cavity and give me the truth. The truth is, if you look, it is undeniable. When you look at the beauty all around you, the things that you love to do, the gifts all around you, the relationships, the gift of life, it is so big, it is so awesome, and God who created it all is so awesome. You know what God says? Hey, have a relationship with me. And then he says, equally important to that is, you know what? Love others as yourself. Love your neighbors. I will tell you, purpose in life, it really is so simple. It's loving God and loving others. It's a two-commandment man. I mean, if you do those two things, now it will look so different for everybody because there's uniqueness. And like we talked about, your superpowers, your abilities, your talents, your relationship groups, where you've been planted. I mean, look where we were planted. Aren't you thankful? Here we are in Iowa. Great families, great communities, great opportunities. Why did God plant us here? I don't know, but I'm sure thankful, Blake. But I'm just going to tell you what, if somebody wants to find purpose in all that you do, go find out what God actually designed you to do. What's his plan? Well, there's a manual to it. He wrote a book to reveal his character to you, and it's got all the answers in it that you need to know. But if someone wants to know, go find out what the one who made you says about your life, and he'll show you. And it is about this mission field of taking what you're given, those gifts, and then using them in a purposeful, significant way to make a difference in the lives of others. It starts vertical and goes horizontal. And there will be no mystery. Fulfillment is, it's there. Success is in that. Write a great story of legacy that when you get to the finish line, there's no regrets because you lived for the one who made you and you lived for all those you put around you.
And when you're saying vertical and horizontal, what do you mean by that?
Vertical is your Heavenly Father. It's a relationship with God that was restored at the cross through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. And through that sin payment, that debt payment, it was a rescue mission for us, and you know it. I mean, if you know the temptation battles, you know the sin battle every day, everyone needed to be rescued, and God did that for us to restore a relationship with Him. And in His Son, that relationship, that's the vertical relationship. And that unleashes unbelievable power into our life. And God, and Jesus said it. He goes, you'll do far greater things. I'm going to give you the Spirit. I did this for you. God did it all for us. Doesn't expect anything from us other than a relationship with Him. And then when I say horizontal, it's taking all that you've received in gratitude and in humility and sacrificially living it out in service to use all the gifts that you've been given in an awesome way where God aligns you, calls you, resources you, and you give it, you do it for Him and with Him. And I'm going to tell you what, right there, you want a fulfillment in life. You want success in life. You want to end your life finishing strong. And we say at Cross Trainers, which we meet every Wednesday and have for over 35 years, all the men show up every Wednesday morning, 6:30. Why? To equip and to spiritually mature so that we can be great in our roles as husbands, fathers, friends, in our business places, and in our community to make a difference. And I want to just tell you, if you live life like that, you will end and finish strong. You will run a great race, and you will finish strong. That's a legacy worth living. I always ask every man, what is the story that you're writing? Would anybody want to read it, and would anybody want to follow it? And I'm going to tell you what, if you follow the greatest, you follow the one who paid it all and already modeled it, and that's our Heavenly Father. So if you follow His footprints in Jesus, oh my goodness, hold on. Get ready for a radical wild ride.
Thank you for this powerful conversation today. And something to end it with that that you kind of related to is, if someone observed my actions for a week, what would they say about my priorities? And I think that goes a long way, and that's a good perspective to look at it. But Chris, thank you so much for coming on. I hope you had a lot of fun, and I know I got a lot of good information out of you.
Love you, brother.
I love you too, Chris. And we'll be right back after this here in a sec.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to my closing statement on Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. And what an incredible conversation. Chris Bart is the real deal. And if there's one thing I hope you took away from this, it's that leadership isn't about titles and culture isn't built overnight. It's about showing up every single day with intention, with integrity, and with willingness to serve others. Whether you're leading a football team, a business, your family, or just trying to be a better version of yourself. It all starts with habits and the values you choose to live by. Chris, he shared so many powerful insights today about building a strong culture, leading with faith, and staying true to your values, even when things get tough. And honestly, that's something we all need to hear in a world that constantly pulls us in different directions. It's easy to get caught up in the noise, to feel like we're just going through the motions. But as Chris reminded us, true leadership, true impact starts from within. I want to say thank you to Chris for coming on, sharing your wisdom, and being the kind of leader this world needs more of. And for everyone listening, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you and keep striving to be the best version of yourself. And as always, keep pushing forward. I'll catch you next time on Live Better at 4:12 on Thursdays Central Time.